Saturday with Conor Mongan on RTE Radio 1.
Now, 3 years on from the Russian invasion of Ukraine, about 189 Ukrainians arrive here weekly. There's about 89,000 of the 110,000 who arrived here still here. Mostly they've been accommodated in hotels, guest houses, student dwellings. Homeowners was also the other scheme that was set up in order to offer accommodation. And the state is now gradually withdrawing the contracts with hotels. And there are concerns that the scheme whereby hosts receive a monthly payment of €800 to accommodate a refugee from Ukraine may also be under threat of being wound down. Emmeline Spollin is the national coordinator of the Ukraine Civil Society Response, and she joins me now. Emmeline Spollin, good afternoon to you.
Thank you, Colm.
Can we deal with these specifically with the issue of Ukrainian refugees being accommodated in people's homes? How many people are in that type of arrangement, and what do you understand about how long more it's designed to last for?
Yes, certainly, Colm. So the hosting has been a real Irish success story, and we currently have 36,000 people accommodated by Irish hosts. About 19,000 Irish hosts are in receipt of that payment. And that scheme is supposed to end on March 31st this year. While temporary protection, which is why people are here, how they're allowed to be here, their resident status, was extended for a further year, the accommodation recognition payment, which supports their accommodation here, was not. And we're really calling on the government to extend it now urgently, because it's creating a huge concern.
And who have you engaged with on this, and what response have you got?
Well, I mean, the challenge has been between elections and creating new governments. There hasn't been someone to really talk to. So we have written to Colm Brophy and Jim O'Callaghan and Norma Foley, the three ministers with shared responsibility at the moment. And that's another part of the problem, because this area of responsibility is now moving from children to justice. And we're really concerned that no decision will be made until all of that gets sorted out.
And if this is, we have heard reports of people being moved out of hotel accommodation. If this happens, if the payment to householders is stopped, I mean, what accommodation options are there for people who would be leaving these accommodation arrangements? What would their entitlements be if they weren't being accommodated like this?
Yeah, I suppose it's a perfect storm. I mean, we have a housing crisis. There isn't a rental market that people can move into. They don't have access to HAP, and they don't have access to emergency homeless services. So we're really talking about people will be transferred onto the streets. And that's why we're pulling our hair out, because...
Have you encountered that already?
Yes. Yes. We already know that people from Ukraine are ending up on the streets. And, you know, it's not just healthy males or anything like that. This has been elderly women who are unwell, men with serious sicknesses. And we've had to apply to the Red Cross and others to try and step in an emergency response.
All right.
So it's very, very upsetting.
And briefly, what's the capacity there to respond to this from organisations like the Red Cross? They would be looking for other householders, is it, to provide accommodation?
Yeah, I mean, they might have maybe 100 homes coming on, you know, a month. So no, we don't have any capacity to respond to 36,000 people in need. So we're urgently asking the government to make a decision on this, because every day that goes by, people are so concerned. You know, it just, your home is where you feel safe, and we offered sanctuary, and now we are pulling the plug again. And this level of precarity is just and down the country, people are really, really worried.
All right, Emmeline Spollin, National Coordinator with the Ukraine Civil Society Response. Many thanks for joining us, and still with me here in studio, Fine Gael, Minister of State of the Department of Public Expenditure, Emer Higgins, Sinn Féin TD for Waterford, David Cullinan, and Paul Murphy of People Before Profit TD for Dublin Southwest. Emer Higgins, on that question of what's going to happen with the accommodation recognition payment beyond the date of March 31st, is it going to be extended?
There's going to be a decision made on that. It can be extended by way of ministerial order, is my understanding, so we wouldn't need legislation or anything like that. This could be done quite quickly. I appreciate there is a level of uncertainty at the moment, and I don't think that's fair, and I think we need clarity on this.
How soon will the clarity be given? When's the decision to be made?
It will be made in the next couple of weeks, is my understanding. We have three new ministers responsible for this, and I know this is top of their agenda.
Okay. I mean, it would seem not to be terribly logical to remove a source of accommodation that's not really competing with the private rental sector and put people into competition with that, or indeed put further pressure on the hotel sector, which you're trying to put back on into the tourist economy.
I fully agree, and that would be my own personal perspective on this. I think, I mean, Emma really captured it very well there when she talked about this being a huge success story for Ireland. And I'd like to, I suppose, recognise the extreme generosity of the people of Ireland who have opened their doors up to Ukrainian families. And from my perspective, I think that's been a real success.
All right. David Cullinan, your party colleague Piers Doherty took issue with the accommodation recognition payment, and he was saying that it was putting people in competition with the private rented sector. Is that still the party position?
It is. I don't believe that temporary measures in fact work, and what we need to do is look beyond the temporary protection measures which are in place, which I think end in 2026, and we have to start looking at more long-term solutions. I think in circumstances where people have opened their own homes and taken in Ukrainian refugees, I think the payment should be extended, but not in the private rented sector, where you have very wealthy landlords, for example, who have rented out houses and rooms individually to refugees and Ukrainians and get €800 per refugee per room tax free, I think is a difficulty. It has squeezed the private rental sector.
But so in what way? Because you know the rent a room scheme gives you €14,000 tax free per year. €800 a month is €10,000 tax free per year. So one is clearly more beneficial than the other.
I think
so how are they in competition?
I think that's reasonable if it's people who've opened their homes, but if it's landlords who are renting out houses and maybe three or four rooms in a house that could be rented elsewhere.
But
I think that is a difficulty.
In the immediate
and
term, you are in favour of extending it beyond March 31st.
My point is that all of these were designed to be temporary. What we need to be looking at is beyond 2026, what is the more medium to long-term solutions which we have to put in place? Because I'm obviously compassionate when it comes to people who have fled war in Ukraine, and they need obviously to be supported.
But in a word, the extension of this scheme beyond March 31st, yes.
Not in its current form, but it has to be amended. And we put forward amendments in the Dáil on this.
All right, Paul Murphy, what's your view on this?
Yes, of course, this needs to be extended. If it is not extended, it will result in Ukrainians who have fled a horrific war zone, overwhelmingly women and children, being put on the streets because there's no alternative out there for them. They're not entitled to HAP, so you can't just throw them onto the rental market. They're not even entitled to emergency homeless services. And to be clear, the government has created this situation. They could have extended this scheme at the same time that they extended the temporary protection.
Do you agree with the amendments that David Cullinan wants to see?
Well, Sinn Féin has called for this scheme to be ended. My understanding of the scheme, it is a per property amount, €800. So Sinn Féin has created pressure on the government to end this scheme. And I think that is a big mistake, because I think the government has used this sort of rhetoric and this performative cruelty. And that's what it is, the same that is done to the asylum seekers who are sleeping rough when there are empty beds in the system, in order to distract from the fundamental causes of the housing crisis, which is the fact that the government represents the landlords and the developers, those who get rid of the crisis.
What we actually have called for is not to have a two-tier system, which I think is deeply unfair. I think all people who are coming here seeking refugee status should be treated equally. We can't have a two-tier system.
Equally badly or equally well?
Equally well, and need to be supported.
The others should be treated like the Ukrainians.
And need to be supported. We can't have the two-tier system, I think, which currently exists.
I'm afraid we're out of time. That's all we have time for today.